The Indonesian troops flew to Lebanon Wednesday to join peacekeepers from some 20 countries in the UN's interim force in Lebanon. Indonesia, a secular nation with the world's largest Muslim population, offered to send troops to Lebanon shortly after a ceasefire agreement was signed between Lebanon and Israel in August. That ended a month-long war between Israel and the armed group Hezbollah. But the deployment of Indonesian troops was delayed numerous times due to logistical reasons. Major Irawadi, the spokesman for the Indonesian troop contingent destined for Lebanon, says his soldiers are happy to go after the long wait.
All of personnel, of course, they are happy. From last month, they are still waiting because there are 3 cancelled from the UN. But finally, from today and on 24th, all of the member Indonesia contingent will go, hopefully, on time.
Around 200 pieces of military equipment, including armored personnel carriers, ambulances, and trucks, left Indonesia Saturday by ship bound for Lebanon. The vessel, the SS Wilson, is an American-owned ship hired for the UN mission by the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command. Indonesian military spokesman Major Irawadi says now that the military equipment has left for Lebanon and the first wave of troops has been sent, the rest of the more than 800 Indonesian soldiers should be on the ground in Lebanon by the end of November.
The main body will depart on 24th, maybe on 25th, all of Indonesia contingent will be in Beirut.
Among the soldiers being sent to Lebanon Wednesday is First Lieutenant Agus Harimurti, the eldest son of Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Nancy Milia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.